If I were to ask you, what are the biggest Christian holidays during the year, you would most likely give me two answers. You would say, of course, Christmas and Easter. That these are the most important days in the church year because we remember the birth of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. But today, we celebrate an equally important holiday in the Christian year. We celebrate the holiday of Pentecost. Now, if you ask people on the street what is Christmas and what is Easter, more than likely, they would give you a succinct answer. But if you ask them what Pentecost was, people would scratch their head and might look at you like you're speaking in a different language. But just because it's not culturally recognized does not mean it is not just as important as the other days in the church year. It is just as important because we remember it is the day that Jesus granted his disciples and us the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, when Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, his disciples were understandably worried. They were understandably worried because where Jesus was going, they could not go, at least right away. And they wondered, how would they know what the right thing is to do in Jesus' absence? Jesus reassured them by telling them that he would send them the Holy Spirit. And after Jesus rose from the dead, he spent time with his disciples, once again teaching them. But 50 days after he first rose from the dead, Jesus ascended to heaven and in the process breathed on them and all Christian believers the Holy Spirit. So it's worth asking the question today on Pentecost. What is the Holy Spirit? And how do we make sure that we're living in and through the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is this. It is quite simply Jesus living and moving within us. You see, as Christians, our religion and our faith is unique because we do not worship a dead founder, but we worship a living God. That the Spirit of Jesus Christ is as real today as it was over 2,000 years ago. And in some ways, it is more profound because the living Jesus is no longer limited in time and space in a human body, but the living Jesus, because he is now a spirit, can be anywhere and in anyone, no matter what. That God wants nothing more than to give each of us the Holy Spirit. And so it's worth asking the question then, how do we get the Holy Spirit? How do we make sure that that living Christ is living within us? The Apostle Paul today talks about, in our Galatian readings, that there are two different ways the Christian can live. That there are two different forces or desires living within them. The Apostle Paul first talks about the desires of the flesh. He says that within each of us have these instincts, these desires that are not godly, that are not Christ-like, but are there nonetheless. The Apostle Paul says to live as a person of the flesh means to have in your heart hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, and selfish ambition. All of us know what it's like to feel anger and hatred in our heart. All of us know what it's like to experience rage or to see someone else's rage or to see violence or evil in the world. These things are often most profound in the news, but in smaller ways, they often live in us as well. That we all have things about ourselves that we don't like or ways that we have behaved that we regret, that we wish we could do differently. None of us are perfect and none of us will ever be perfect. But the Apostle Paul says that we can commit our lives to moving away from the flesh, moving away from these desires, these motivations that aren't of Christ, that aren't of God, and live more and more into what he calls the fruit of the Spirit. And the Apostle Paul says the fruit of the Spirit, unlike the desires of the flesh, are those things that are Christ-like, those things that are godly. And he goes on to say that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He lists these qualities and characteristics up as fruits of the Holy Spirit, signs that the Holy Spirit is within us, because these are the things that Jesus himself embodied. And so if we embody the fruits of the Spirit, we embody Christ as well. The question again comes to, how do we move from living away from the desires of the flesh, move away from anger and jealousy and hatred, to things like peace and joy and love and kindness and self-control? How do we invite that Holy Spirit into our life? Well, the truth of the matter is, we need to do two things. We need to have two qualities to gain the Holy Spirit. And it's this. We need prayer and we need patience. I like to point out that the Apostle Paul could have chosen any example for how the Holy Spirit lives in our life, any object. But I found it profound that he described the Holy Spirit's presence in our life as fruit of the Spirit. Now, fruit is not something that can be created in a laboratory. Fruit is not something that is created in a factory. No, fruit must be grown. Fruit must be developed. You see, we live in a culture today where we are so used to things happening quickly, things happening instantly. On television, there's a feature called On Demand, where instantly we can watch hundreds and thousands of movies at once. But the Holy Spirit comes into our life, not like modern technology, but the Holy Spirit comes into our life like fruit. That we must be constant in prayer. We must be devoted to God. We must ask God, not just once, but on a daily basis, for his Spirit to come more and more into our lives. And then we need to consider our thoughts and our actions and our attitudes. And we need to ask ourselves, are we behaving in a Christ-like way? Are we embodying the qualities that Jesus himself embodied? When I was in junior high, there was a wristband that a lot of people were wearing. And on the wristband, it said, WWJD. WWJD. It stood for, what would Jesus do? See, this wristband was something that was so simple, but it was powerful because people were able to walk with themselves and remind themselves that the most important question that they can ask to govern their behavior is, what would Jesus do? We have to pray that God would come more and more into our lives, that his Spirit would come more and more into our lives, and that we would embody the fruits of the Spirit. And if we do that, and if we're patient, God will develop the fruits of the Spirit in our hearts. Maybe not all at once, maybe not right away, maybe the growth might be slower than we'd like, but if we commit ourselves to living in the Spirit, to walking with Christ, to what Jesus would do, God will grow more and more fruit in our life. We will live with more and more love and joy and peace and patience and self-control. One more thing I want to share with you. That when you are a person of the Spirit, when you are embodying the fruits of the Spirit, when you're living like Jesus did, remember that the how is more important than the what. The how is more important than the what. Now, what do I mean by that? We live in a culture that honors and reveres the what What does a person do? A person who wins the Super Bowl is praised a lot more than the person who helps an elderly neighbor clean off their driveway. A person who wins an Academy Award is praised a lot more than a nurse working a double shift in a hospital. But in the kingdom of God, it's actually the opposite. You see, Jesus on paper didn't really have a lot of what going for him. He wasn't popular all the time. He wasn't wealthy. He didn't have a wife or kids. He didn't have a big, important job. But what made Christ Christ-like was how he did things, how he lived his life. It wasn't about the what. It wasn't about the job. It was about the things he did. And the same must be true with us. If we are people of the Spirit, we must be more focused on the how than the what. How are we treating people? How are we living with integrity and character? Are we being patient and kind to the person bagging our groceries? These are Christ-like qualities. This is what it means to embrace the fruits of the Spirit. And in doing so, we can make a huge impact on the world. It's been said before that people won't always remember what you did, but they will always remember how you made them feel. If you are a person who is living, embodying the fruits of the Spirit, what that means is you are changing the way people feel. You are changing the way people feel because you are treating them with kindness and goodness and love and joy and peace. It doesn't matter how rich or how poor you are. It doesn't matter how popular or unpopular you are. These are all things that we can start embodying, that we can start doing here and now. And by doing these with Christians all across the world, we can change the world. So may you focus on the how before the what. May you commit yourself to living in the Spirit, and may you know that God wants nothing more than to give you His Holy Spirit. Ask for it. Live into it. Seek it and share it wherever you go. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this opportunity, this Pentecost Sunday, where we remember the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us remember that this is a free gift that you desire to give to us each and every day, and help us be open to receive it. Help us share it with those who are near and far, wherever we go. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.